Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, managing stress, like we said before we get on here, it's always a problem, but kind of some tips on how to do it later in life.
We do. You know, some of us carry that stress better than others, but you know, as adults grow older, they often dream of the freedom to travel, new interests maybe that they might have, you know, some maybe economic comfort, and more time with family and friends. Unfortunately, sometimes that seldom matches those expectations, and the losses and gains of the new roles can be really stressors, actually. And, you know, leaving a career, for example, may mean more freedom, but it also involves losses of challenging work, the relationships we had in the office or, you know, in our field, the daily routine of, you know, kind of doing the same thing every day, and or even a sense of purpose. You know, the family needs keep changing too, and sometimes in unexpected ways. After years filled with the challenging demands of family and employment, many retirees enjoy having time to pursue their own interests. But some people, however, find that they have too much time and miss the demands of work that they used to have. It helps to develop a structure for your time, you know, and ask yourself two simple questions. What are the things I want to accomplish in the next month? And then in the next year? And I know you're probably thinking, well, I used to have to set goals at work. Why do I have to do that in retirement? But it really does help. And also ask, how do these goals translate into daily tasks or objectives that I might have? So plan your day around those short-term objectives, and as soon you'll realize that you have a new routine that gives structure to your day. The new routine might include beginning or increasing your role as maybe a community volunteer. There are so many, you know, agencies that are seeking volunteers, or, you know, even your local school or church. These activities can provide personal fulfillment and satisfaction while also benefiting the community. You know, those volunteers give you a sense of purpose and allow you to use your skills in a meaningful way while maintaining regular contact with a variety of people who have similar interests. And remembering that a spouse or partner may not experience the same stress or react in the same way to losses or gains. You know, use that strength in your relationship as a resource when managing stress. Share your needs and feelings. Make sure you listen to your spouse or partner. You know, be flexible and willing to take some risk. Maybe, do something that they want to do that you think might be a little risky. Use what you've learned from the past and plan activities that you both enjoy so you can spend time together. But also it's important to schedule time apart for your individual interest. Loneliness, grief, and stress. Loneliness is natural when you miss loved ones, leave your home, or lose a sense of purpose. But how you think about your loneliness can affect how stressful it is on you. Waiting for someone to notice your sadness or blaming others isn't healthy or helpful. Taking time to take action, no matter how small, allows you a sense of control. You may need to help people understand your situation in reaching out to others, learning a new skill, maybe volunteering your time. These are ways to ease that loneliness. You know, grief is a normal response to the death of a loved one, maybe a long-term illness if you have a spouse, or maybe that physical separation or loss of, you know, these dreams that you once had that aren't obtainable anymore. While these situations are different, they all result in the loss, and that can cause, again, severe stress. You may need assistance as you grieve, so make sure, again, to ask for help from family and friends and professionals. Accept support from others. Take special care of your health. And allow yourself as much time as you need. You know, we all go through that grieving process differently, and so make sure you're not being hard on yourself. You don't ever stop being a parent. If you are a parent, you know this. Disappointment, worry, or sadness about family members can often seem overwhelming. It is important to let go of the need to solve an adult child's problem. Instead, focus on what you can do to show your support. For example, recognize that you cannot protect your family from pain. Keep communication open with your children and grandchildren. Maybe find someone to talk to about your feelings and set boundaries for what and how much you can do for them. If you're a grandparent, value that role again, but disagreements with adult children about your grandparenting are stressful. So talk with your children about their expectations. And, you know, sometimes that long-distance separation, conflicting responsibilities, you know, or serving as a substitute parent are other sources of stress as well. As a person ages, health changes may be a reality. You may feel trapped because what you want to do and physically want to do, there's some limitations there. It's important to give up, you know, it's painful to give up familiar things. Change is especially stressful when you feel others are choosing for you. So it's important to share your feelings with family members, but also at the same time, you want to accept their concerns for your health and well-being. Learn about resources for help and discuss those options with the whole family or whoever's in your circle or network. And an overwhelming bloat on your daily demands of time can cause a real stress and tension in your family life as well. You can take charge by resolving conflicts with others. You know, create some quiet me time. Conflicts can't be resolved when you're stressed out for time. So, you know, set out that time for you to think about how you want to approach that. Ask each other's opinions. Good ideas grow from listening to each other. And be empathetic. Try to understand how that person feels. You know, put your feet in their shoes. How are they feeling? You know, look for humor in every day and show appreciation to the people who you care about. And at the end of the day, although there's no specific food can cure or alleviate stress, unfortunately, eating well to maintain your health and strength can help you feel your best. So take care of you by taking charge of what you eat. So, you know, remember to follow a routine and eat meals and snacks regularly. Share a meal with others. That's really good for mental health. Follow special, you know, diets if necessary for your health issues. And make sure you're getting plenty of water each day. And finally, build in some physical activity into your daily schedule. You know, we're in the time of year where some days it's great to get outside or, you know, move about a little bit easier. And other days it's a little harder. So dig really deep and make sure you get in some of that physical activity. For more information on adult development and aging, feel free to reach out to the Frontier Extension District at 785-828-4438.
Some excellent tips on how to keep stress under wraps. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.